It's been a week of softer data out of the Eurozone, softer data out of the UK, ongoing stress around the French elections, and what is expected to be a massive defeat for the Tories in the UK. Yet, with all of that going on, the euro and pound have been rallying along with the rest of the currency market. Even the yen has joined in for the run. So what's been going on? It seems the market has been much more focused on a wave of softer economic data out of the US and the possibility this will finally get the Fed moving back in the direction of more accommodative monetary policy. This would reconcile the price action, which has seen the dollar hit hard, and U.S. equities extending their run to fresh record highs. It's important to note that price action may be a little wackier than normal right now on account of the U.S. holiday. U.S. market participants have been off the desk since Wednesday for the most part, and we won't be getting fuller trading conditions in the U.S. until next week. So with that said, it's also important to take this latest price action with a grain of salt. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from German industrial production, Eurozone retail sales, the monthly employment reports out of the US and Canada, Canada IV PMIs, and an ECB Lagarde speech. That's all for now.